Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. So we got Billy, who was one of the 1080 girls at the Billy Reach thing. You may remember seeing Billy there's blonde, long blonde hair, like really the whole thing. You know what I'm talking about? She's kind of shorter with the long blonde hair. She's in San Diego right now?
Yes, she is.
Just, the whole city is just hosed. Mm-hmm. So the entire place, San Diego, is just a toast. Because of the coast is toast. Come on. It had to be said. Someone had to say it. Have you seen the ad for that, what's it, that, is it from HP? That thing, that DVD burning handy cam? You know what I'm talking about? That thing is like a little...
No, it's Sony.
That Sony, yeah, it's like a Sony handy cam, but it burns to a DVD, so it's like you film a bunch of crap, it's like a little tiny handy cam, and then you film a bunch of stuff, and then you burn it right to DVD. Have you seen the ad for it? And it shows the teenagers kissing. You know what I'm talking about? It shows the couple, like a teenage couple sort of kissing and reading poetry to each other in the park, and like, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? You know, and like filming each other. And then there's a kooky mix-up where mom and dad sit down to watch a Jerry Bruckheimer film, and instead it's like the kids kissing. You know, why don't they just come out and say it's a thing to film yourself screwing? Because that's obviously what it is. That's what all technology is. A thing to film yourself porking the landlady. That's what all of this technology is about. You name me a technology, and I'm telling you, man, it's really just about porn. All technology exists or is a result of video games or porn. That's all, man. Broadband, freaking, you know, graphics accelerator cards, DVD, it's all about porn. And sometimes video games. They had a video game porn, or a porn video game. Something. All right, my mind is working.
There's something
on
there.
You know, like smack around hookers and stuff in Vice City. I'm just saying, it's part of the game.
It's almost hard to believe that this country is spiraling towards self-destruction.
Or that Matt's single.
You get to try. Ow! In the name of God, that was.
Wow,
that
didn't mean to. I don't. That came out worse than I meant.
I don't even have like a response to that.
He was just talking about smacking around hookers.
It's part of the game. Not like my thoughts on a good weekend.
It's not like how he kills time between NFL games.
All right. Like my second or third favorite reason for Vegas.
Okay, moving forward. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Stay on Sarah's good side today. We got this about single dads. It says, hell no. Oh, this is from Samantha, one of our 1080 girls. You can see pictures of her at rickemerson.com. Rick, when I meet a guy I'm attracted to and he mentions a kid or even worse, kids, that's usually the end of it for me. If a woman has been picky like myself and has taken care not to get pregnant, then becoming an instant mom is definitely a no. Cheers, Sam, one of the 1080 girls. That's, you'll be able to see her on Thursday at Rick Emerson Listener Party number 4. All right, we got a whole bunch of stuff coming up this hour. We got a couple CDs from Richard Cheese we're going to be giving away. Today's top five highest-earning artists who are dead. More of your email and all that stuff. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Riley. This news brought to you by your friend of the diamond business, the Shane Company, at the western corner of Highway 217 and Shoals Ferry Road, open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, or online at ShaneCo.com. Well, gambling fans will soon have their own TV channel. The creators of the Casino and Gaming Television Network are betting that a national interest in gambling will translate into a desire to watch it on TV. This could be the death blow for network television. David Hunt, co-founder of Digital Cable and Satellite Channel, says the number of Americans who bet represents a vast potential audience. He says research shows that more than 50 million Americans made more than 300 million visits to casinos last year. The channel will feature shows such as Winning Hand, with poker experts offering tips on the game, and Dust Till Dawn, a tour of night spots in Las Vegas, Monaco, and other gambling destinations. The Casino and Gambling Television Network scheduled to launch in 2004. And speaking of TV, yes, there'll be real tears from the cast of Eight Simple Rules. They'll be crying for the first time in the first new episode since John Ritter died.
James Gardner tells the New York Daily News that the cast has been crying in rehearsals for the episode, where they discuss the death of Ritter's character. Gardner will be in that episode, which airs November 4th. He'll be playing Kate's dad. He'll be in at least four of these episodes and all, maybe more. They'll shoot the first episode called Goodbye this week without a studio audience.
Is Naugahyde-covered actress Suzanne Plachet in the cast yet? Or
it doesn't
is that
mention.
Taking a while.
It does not mention.
All right. Looks like she was carved out of a walnut.
Well, let's see what's on tonight. Not another award show. The 2003 Music Radio Awards. Or Radio Music Awards. Who's putting this on? It'll feature Michelle Branch, Kelly Clarkson, Jewel, Avril Lavigne, Tim McGraw, Nelly, and Murphy Lee. Also on tonight, Biography with Janet Leigh. Then we have Alien Resurrection with Sigourney Weaver on AMC.
Alien Resurrection is a... Wait, followed by what?
Halloween 2.
Alien Resurrection is a much underrated film. It's not perfect, but it's got Ron Perlman in it. It's got that guy from the Tortellis, whose name I can never remember. And, and it's got Sigourney Weaver. And it's got Winona Ryder. Look, I know she acts really badly in the film, but she looks good. Even as an android, she looks hot. So you gotta check out Alien Resurrection. Written by Joss Whedon of Buffy the Vampire Slayer fame.
And let's see what else is on tonight. After that is Army of Darkness.
Yeah!
Bruce Campbell.
What channel is this?
AMC.
AMC. Okay. Listen to that Alien Resurrection. Alien Resurrection. Halloween 2, which is not a bad film. And then Army of Darkness. So you just settle in for like six full-on hours.
Yeah, and a lot of times AMC does it without, did he say without commercial interruption?
They have limited commercial interruptions on AMC.
Oh, that's so great.
It's like when you watch something on it's like when you watch BBC, like if you watch The Office or something on BBC America, it's got very limited commercial interruptions. Give me some sugar, baby.
Well, Whitney Houston's daughter makes an appearance on her mom's first Christmas CD. Barbie Christina, who's 10, sings The Little Drummer Boy. The CD will be out November 18th. And this time, somebody else will be setting up the date, not how he flies. The website, zaptoit.com, says, Fleiss will appear on Blind Date this week. She has to be set up with a rich guy. Her date is a multi-millionaire. The episode airs Thursday. X News, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Rick, did I hear that Sarah will be kissing Christine at the listener party? Now, we've been leaning on this for, like, forever, and it's probably not going to happen. Not because Sarah wouldn't do it, because Sarah kissed Kristen from accounting at the last listener party. I was there. We all saw it happen.
But it was no tongues. It was just like a peck.
I'm saying, well, it was on the lips, though. I mean, that counts.
That's true.
I think I speak for every guy when I say this. If you're willing, if you as a girl, if you're willing to kiss another girl on the lips, you're willing to do more. You know it's true, and you know it's true.
What willing to do? Like you might
think
about it, but you would never act on it.
If I just had like if I brought like Weapon Master Ian in here and I said, yeah, I need you to kiss Matt on the mouth, then like Ian would probably opt not to do that. You know, like Ian, here's the point I make. You take your typical, straight guy, and you say, Ian, you gotta go there and give Matt a kiss. You don't have to use tongue, but you just have to kiss Matt on the lips. You know, now unless it's part of some mafia initiation or something, or he's becoming a made man, but like a guy, well, it's a guy, there's no difference. It's like one, you're like, once you get over the line, it doesn't matter. Like one is equally horrible to the other. So I'm saying for you, if you're willing to kiss Kristen from accounting on the mouth, it seems like you've sort of opened a door that you're willing to perhaps open further in the future. I'm just saying you've already sort of crossed a line. It's now we're just talking about a matter of degrees now. You know, I think it's just a matter of, inclination.
The door's cracked right now. Could be open a little bit further. No real difference.
Yeah, it's like, it's not like kissing on the cheek. You know, once you kiss another woman that you're not related to on the mouth, then you're just talking about the, like I said, it's a gray area thing.
Well,
you're talking about shades of gray.
This in your mind.
I think it's pretty true. I think it starts with just a peck on the mouth.
Well, hey, I saw you over here messing with our computer. Did you put that thing on?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So now in response to repeated, by the way, requests about this, we got this one from Bob. Rick, talk about forbidden fruit. You know how to make people want it by saying we don't want to see it. This is, some of you may remember last year on the show that a guy sent us this video, and it showed a woman, it was a German porn film of some kind. It showed a woman, and it showed a man with a gigantic, bald, greased head. And then it showed the head disappearing from sight in a way that you really wouldn't think is possible once you're older than 9 months. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying there? Once you're past fetus, you wouldn't think it's possible to do that again. But I'm just saying. So anyway, in retribution, Clyde sent me on Friday what really has to be called the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my life. It's a video that I can't, it's indescribably horrific. And I told everybody here that they don't want to see it. You don't want to suffer the way that I suffer.
Is this, did you put it here on the desktop?
Yeah, but that's okay. But before you open it, I want you to, and Matt and Sarah, to tell me, I want you to tell me out loud that you want to see it.
That's, want is the wrong word. It's like, I probably don't want to see it.
I want your acknowledgement on the air that you are watching this because you are wanting to watch it. Yeah, I'm not forcing it on you.
I'm watching it completely willingly.
I really have no desire, but
are you
watching
Sarah, are you watching this of your own free will?
Yeah, it's right next to me. I'll watch it.
Okay, but you, Sarah, of your own free will and without coercion are watching this.
I will cast no sexual harassment lawsuits
And not only that, I'm saying I don't want to get your psychiatrist bill once you've seen this. All right, are you ready?
You're starting to freak me out.
Okay, you go ahead and click on it. Go ahead and open it. Clicking on the link now.
Okay. Yeah, it's clicking. It's opening
right up. What? Oh! I can see how that would be more painful,
Matt,
for you guys to watch.
Oh! God!
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. All right, there you go. So there you go. See, aren't you glad you saw that? Aren't you glad that you nagged me about that?
Are you guys able to do that?
No, we're really not. That guy is once. I mean, everybody's able to do that once, I think. All right. So there you go.
I'll give him some credit for originality there.
And for being stretchable.
I've never even thought that.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. So see, aren't you glad you were able to... And there's no way to describe it for anyone. I mean, it's impossible to describe what you guys just witnessed.
No one would believe you if you did describe it.
I'm speechless.
You know, it really is just impossible to describe how horrific that is. There's no possible way.
But it does very much have to do a lot more with guys than it does girls. So it wasn't so hard for me to watch as a girl, considering I don't have
I'm just saying it's like, Here's what it is. You know, let's say you've got a button-down shirt, all right? Let's say, continuing our trend of using...
I don't see at all how this is going to work,
Our trend of using shirts and the stretching of shirts to illustrate points about various acts that may or may not be advisable.
So we're talking
physically.
About the neck of the shirt right now.
No, I'm saying, let's say you got a button-down shirt. And you look, and you know, your button-down shirt, a button is very small, right? And so the hole there is very small as well. You've got a very small hole on the tip of your shirt, is what I'm saying. The tip of your shirt down there at the bottom, where you're tucking it in, the tip of your shirt has a very small hole. Now, let's say you were to shove a shoe through that.
One would think it might not fit.
Yeah. So, or a banana, let's say. Or a
jar,
or
precise.
A large squash. Let's say you were to take, like, a big plastic cucumber. And you were just to shove the big plastic cucumber through the little hole on the tip of your shirt. You know,
again.
Yeah.
Violently, not gently.
So you've got your button-down shirt there, your piece of clothing, and the tip of your button-down shirt has a little hole at the tip of it. And you were to shove a gigantic plastic cucumber through that. You know, into that. That's not going to feel very good. That's what you requested to see, Matt Peterson, Sarah Dillon. Of your own free will, now ye shall suffer along with
thanks,
me.
Thanks for putting that on my computer, too.
Stewing it. That Clyde. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up in just a short while, we got another edition of It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. We're also going to get today's top five. Top five highest earning dead celebrities. Plus some Richard Cheese CDs around the corner. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. KOTK.
Rick Mike Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, there you go. So now you have a vision that will stay with you as you sleep at
See,
night.
See, the head one haunts me more.
Well, than that's because you're a girl.
Yeah.
All right.
This is also kind of the head one.
Yeah, it's reverse a little bit.
We've got this from a listener. Rick, tell Sarah to do the lesbian kiss. Then she can use me to reclaim her heterosexuality. Michael, BSF Sarah with me. Here's Sarah with traffic.
I don't even know what to say. Northbound, Highway 217 at Walker, we still have intermittent right lane closures for emergency vehicles. The left lane still remains closed, however, and so there are some big delays out there. Northbound 217, Walker. Other than that, things are looking good. No problems reported on the Sunset inbound to the tunnel, and outbound is looking good as well. This report, a service of Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. Let's see, 1-800, the number 2, donate, or visit taxdeduction.com. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Riley. Canadian / actress, but I call her a Canadian. Maybe she is, but she's supposed to be a comedian. Kathy Griffin hosts a new unscripted relationship series, Average Joe, in which a former NFL cheerleader must pick her man out of a bunch of nerds and geeks. Please, Kathy, explain the premise of this show.
The premise of this show is that you take a beautiful, hot, tiny, petite cheerleader, and then you put her with 12 real men. And I think we know what that means. You know, maybe there's a little balding going on, a few love handles, which, you know, I have no problem with at all. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's all about seeing her reaction.
Please explain your role in this program.
Well, my role is that I'm hosting, number one. But also, I will be talking to Melina and kind of being her buddy. But I'm also very much a champion of the guys. Because, you know, those are the people I identify with. You know, the real people.
Yes. So Average Joe debuts Monday, November 4th at 10 on NBC. Mostly sunny this afternoon, highs about 70. Clear tonight, showers by noontime tomorrow. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com, made possible by Budget Computer over the $200 laptop.
Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. The Rick Emerson Show. Rick, just want to let you know I found your show a few weeks ago. It's great. I work at night, so you're in my morning show. Thanks for being a decent alternative to the same endless crap played over and over again on the radio. Well, we do what we can. Let's see. What else we got here? More Black Peppercorns fan mail. Coming up, we got the It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. We've also got the today's top five. Top five highest grossing dead artist for the year ending 2003. A couple of things. We're going to tell you, first of all, we want to thank Red Lion Inn, Brad at Page One, Michael Hack at Photography, Budget Computers, the new Phoenix Casino, and of course Beaverton Music, providing all kinds of good services and and lending a helping hand for the Rick Emerson Listener Party, which is coming up this Thursday. The greatest party in the history of God's own creation. Coming up this Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. at the new Phoenix Casino in La Centre. You definitely want to be there, 7 to 9 p.m. We're going to be giving away a laptop valued at over $800 from Budget Computer, brand new electric guitar we're going to be giving away from Beaverton Music, our friend Russ out there. We're going to be giving away the stand-up arcade game from my apartment building. That's going to be given away, as well as blackjack bucks, gift certificates. We've got all of that stuff is going to be given away, plus costume contest, no masks, please. Performance by Richard Cheese and Lounged Against the Machine. Performance by our good friend The Low, the Tim Riley Factor, playing their new song, Gene Simmons Took My Girl From Me. Richard Nunn from Fox 12. Kristen from Accounting, Big Gay Sarah, The Low, the entire cast and crew, The Rick Emerson Show. Former producer Christina Carlson going to be there as well. I mean, I know I'm probably leaving stuff out, but adding stuff every day. Brand new 1080 girls, all six brand new 1080 girls are going to be there. It starts 7 to 9 p.m. at the new Phoenix Casino in La Centre this Thursday. Coming up Wednesday, we're going to be giving away some VIP tickets. Matt and I are going to be at the Les Schwab at 917 Northeast
Minnehaha
Street in Vancouver from 5 to 6 p.m. this Wednesday, giving away 20 pair of VIP passes. They'll get you in, they get you a guaranteed seat and free dinner. You got to be present to win, doing the drawing at 6. That is from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. this Wednesday, with the party to follow Thursday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So you want to be listening for that. Let's get Kevin. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOGK. What's up?
Hey.
What do you got, brother?
You were talking about things you wish you could unsee.
Yes.
Just yesterday, I watched the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation.
Yeah. Wait, now, is the one that's in theaters now, or the actual movie, The Next Generation? Start Texas Chainsaw, The Next Generation.
It's the one with Matthew McConaughey and Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, part four. Yeah, it's the worst. It's just the worst thing ever made.
Leatherface with the mullet and then running around in a dress.
It's awful. It's so bad that, I mean, it's hard to believe that human hands actually made that film. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
about my assessment.
It's,
Matthew McConaughey has the bionic leg.
It's unrelentingly bad. Add that to the fact that Matt actually saw the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre this weekend, despite my repeated orders for him not to do it.
I saw it last night.
Yeah, it's just terrible. Just terrible. So, all right, there you go. There's Kevin. Oh, hey, by the way, it should be noted that I saw Kill Bill this weekend. What a great movie that is. That's like the best.
Good,
that's
glad you liked it.
Man, that's like the best damn movie I've ever seen. I mean, that's the best exercise in pure style that's ever been made.
It's Tarantino at his best.
It really is. And you know what? As the movie started, I was kind of prepared to hate it. I didn't think I was going to like it. I was resisting early on. And I thought, you know, this is going to end up being kind of an empty film. But you know what? I agree. Guy I know, Andrew, wrote a review of it in which he said that after this movie, after Kill Bill 1 and 2, he said that Tarantino need never make another film. And you know what? I agree. I mean, it is hard to believe that Tarantino could make a film which makes Pulp Fiction just look like a dry run, but I mean, that's what it is, man. Like everybody else, I have held Pulp Fiction up as just the toppermost of the poppermost, just the apotheosis of that guy's ability, and I didn't think it could ever be topped. I didn't think anything could be made that would top Pulp Fiction, you know, for that type of film, but I gotta tell you what, Kill Bill, if you haven't seen it, man. Oh, and shout out to Corey, by the way. Listener Corey, who was actually ended up sitting right next to us in the theater after the lights came up, he said, "Are you Rick Emerson?" I said, "Yeah." So thanks to Corey and his female companion.
That movie also lends credence to the idea that either Tarantino or somebody close to him has got a thing for feet.
Yeah, well, you watch this movie and it's pretty obvious he does like to see he likes to see this little piggy stay uncovered for a long time. It's amazing. I mean, the movie is just, it is just unbelievably jaw-dropping in every sense of the word. I mean, it is just, it's a masterpiece. It really is. And I don't go throwing that word around a lot, but I don't know what part two is going to be like. You know, God forbid that it fails to follow up, and so I don't see how it could be anything but brilliant if it's part of the same film. But I mean, Kill Bill is I would say an almost flawless masterpiece. It is unbelievably good. You know, and even Lara liked it. It was like wall-to-wall violence and action, literally fountains and geysers of blood, and she still dug it. I mean, she was all over it, and she doesn't typically cotton to all the killing and the maiming. But, I mean, it was unbelievably good. And the soundtrack, our good friend The RZA did all the score for it and whatnot. It's just, I mean, the music is great. I'm totally going to be buying myself that score.
I don't mean to be off the subject, but did you notice that San Diego Fire is called the Ring of Fire?
Really?
Yeah. It's just called Ring of Fire.
Yeah, Nashville, represent. All right. So anyway, go see Kill Bill. It's good stuff. All right, we're going to give away a Richard Cheese CD here in a short while. We got today's top five. But we got this. Time for another exciting edition of It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. This comes to us from, one of our friends at the... At one of our sister stations. Well, KWJJ gave this to us. This is from Richard Klender, writer and producer of the number one hit single, Dear Mr. Jesus. The song is called... Wait, what is it called? It's called Let the Rain Come Down. I think that's what it's called. I believe it's called Let the Rain Come Down. And it's... I swear to God, I don't mean to sound uncaring and cynical and whatnot, but I mean, no matter how good the cause, there's some things that just shouldn't exist. Let's see. This year has been proclaimed Year of the Survivor. Okay, this is a song about adult survivors of child abuse, right? And it says, this graphic anthem, because that's what you want about child abuse. You want a graphic anthem and video. This graphic anthem and video. Because what better way to kill time and to cheer yourself up than to watch a graphic video about surviving child abuse? To raise the awareness of child abuse and to salute the millions of adult survivors. All right. So they have several different versions. We're going to go and roll this. This is a song called Survivor, Let the Rain Come Down. Go ahead and roll this one.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
You remember all those nights Daddy pass you around the bar. All right. I'm just saying. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Okay, we're done laughing,
yes,
at the song. All right. Rick, that Survivor song is more painful and offensive than Jolie, the head video, and the plastic thingy in the You Know What video combined. My ears. You should have been warning us about that song, not about that stupid video Clyde wanted. And people ask me if I'm going to post the video on the website, and I'm thinking it's probably not going to happen. Because you don't want to see it. I'm protecting it for your own baser impulses. Rick, if Bon Jovi sang country music, they'd produce this kind of crap. Kill Me Now, I Don't Want to Survive the song. There you go. That's called Survivor. I'm wrong about the name. It's Survivor, and it's from, there's a whole album. It's an entire album called Let the Rain Come Down. So there you go. Richard Glender.
Did you say it was a video as well?
There's apparently a graphic. Go ahead and, Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, we can load it into this.
No, before we roll the top five, Matt, just go ahead and play that again. Just go ahead and kick that on again for a second. Because this, I mean, it really does deserve just a second glance here. I like how it's like, you can tell he's got the blues so bad at the beginning here. Yeah.
You'd have the blues.
This graphic anthem and video. Apparently there's some video on here. Maybe you get to see Daddy's cold, cold sheets.
She remembers her pajamas.
I mean, this sounds like the guy who molests you.
He's got this, like, glee in his voice.
She lost her innocence. Between Daddy's cold, cold sheets.
Seriously, you can very easily imagine this voice going, I've got a puppy at home. I'll cut its legs off if you don't get in the car. Okay, here's your top five for Monday.
We've got to stop. We've got to do the top five.
Here's your top five for Monday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fire.
Cut its legs off if you don't get in the car.
Well, kids aren't impressed by candy these days. They've been desensitized.
Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best.
Couldn't just beat the puppy. You had to go all the way to cutting its legs off.
Here's a funny headline in CNN. Defendant says he was drunk during dismemberment.
Don't you?
Yeah. Here's Tim Riley in the KHK Newsroom.
And if America means anything, it means money. And if good old-fashioned American know-how can do anything, it can keep you in the green long after you're dead. You need proof? Well, take a gander at these. The top five highest-earning dead celebrities of the year. Honorable mention at number 10 with $5.4 million earned is Tupac Shakur.
You know. So this is what happens when you die early. Is your hideous family whores out all your vocal tracks? I got much love for Tupac. I'm a big Tupac fan, but you know, it's like he died, and then his mom, Afeni Shakur. Because the thing about Tupac is, Tupac would just go into the studio and put on a click track, and he would just do rhymes. You know, he would just do the verses, and then you know, they figure out the music later. And so he did like 150 songs worth of just verses. But the thing about hip hop is because it's not, the verses aren't typically melody based. Your family can just go in later and just like put you over a Barry Manilow sample, or you know, let's put this one over the top of, you know, Baby Elephant Walk, you know, whatever it is. They can just put your rhymes over the top of any crap that they decide to license, like this.
I think it's either November 14th or November 17th that Tupac the Resurrection, the movie comes out.
Yeah. That's just the way it is. I mean, I love Tupac and all, but do you realize he's put out 7 albums since he died? Seven albums! I believe, but I'm not... I suspect, but I cannot... I'm not sure that he's put out more albums since he died than before. Because...
Even with all the Machiavelli stuff, too?
He put out Me Against the World, Tupacalypse Now, Strictly for My... N-word. All Eyes on Me. That's 4. Machiavelli. That's 5.
You count them as 2 disc set?
Maybe. Even if you count that as 2 albums, it's only 6. And he's put out 7 since he's been dead. There you go. I'd like to be making that money.
Number 5 or 16 million earned, George Harrison.
The uninteresting Beatle. My name is George. I'm the dull one. George Harrison's sort of the John Paul Jones of the Beatle world. He's the one people go, and it was Ringo, John Paul, and I can't really fathom a lot of people going to the sort of buy a lot of George Harrison music, but I could be wrong. I mean, he's a Beatle and I'm not. I'm just saying.
And at number four with 19 million earned, John Lennon.
That's got to shave Harrison's hide a little bit. Lennon's been dead for 23 years and he's still beating Harrison's ass. Harrison just died like a year ago, right?
Yeah, about that.
Hey, you got to give him a chance.
Not even, you know, he's been dead for 18 months. Lennon's been dead for 25 years and continues to outsell him.
Yeah, still upstaging George.
Moon and the stars and the sun. Great song.
No, what's really got to, you know, chap John, though, is that that Michael's making all the money off this.
Seriously. Well, not off this, but I mean, of all the Beatles stuff anyway. I was watching some footage this weekend of John singing Come Together. But yet, the idea that every time a radio station plays, you know, like, When I'm 64, that you know, a check shows up for Michael Jackson somewhere seems kind of wrong.
And number three with 22 million, J.R.R. Tolkien.
But that's for Lord of the Rings. That's for the Fellowship of the Ring. By the way, I got suckered in, by the way. When I went to see Kill Bill, there was a preview for the Lord of the Rings video game. And for just a brief, I'm like, yes! Return of the King! You know, I just got suckered because it looked so damn cool.
Wait, didn't they follow the video game with the actual trailer?
No, I didn't get to see the actual trailer.
They ran the trailer last night in during Texas Chainsaw
Massacre. Okay, but that's not reason enough to go see it.
No, it's... Nah, it's not.
Yeah, so I haven't seen the trailer for Return of the King yet, but man, I gotta tell you, if you haven't seen the Two Towers in the theater, you are really missing out on one of the best cinematic experiences of, like, the last decade. I mean, it's stunning. It's amazing.
I mean, he sings well anyway.
It's just really, really good. And apparently in L.A., and I don't know if they're going to be doing it here, L.A., New York, though, I know they're doing some marathon showings of all three back-to-back. They're going to be doing like a 9-hour marathon or whatever of the three.
Somebody in town's got to do it.
Yeah, they're going to do all three Lord of the Rings films just a few days, you know, for like, I don't know, like 5 or 6 days they're going to do that. I don't know if they're going to do it here or not. Tolkien, you know, it's got to be, you kind of wish Tolkien was alive to see it because, you know, the story about the Lord of the Rings is that, I don't know, he was like a professor, he was like an English professor or something, and just some guy, and he would always tell his friends, like, he'd be drunk late at night at the poker game going, yeah, I'm writing a book about hobbits, you know, and they'd be like, yeah, sure you are, JR, whatever you say, and he would just go on and on and on about these books he was writing, and nobody ever believed him. It was like this thing took him forever to write, and he finally just buckled down and finished it. I mean, nobody thought it was going to be a success, so you got to give it up for that guy.
With 22 million, JR, oh, I just did that, with number two with 32 million, Charles Schulz.
I mean, which kind of begs the question, how? How is it that Charles Schulz is making... Look, I don't want to bust on Peanuts or nothing, but I... How is it that Charles Schulz made more money than the guy behind Lord of the Rings this year? I mean, I know we all like Snoopy and whatnot, but I mean, those MetLife commercials can't be paying you that much money. I don't understand where that's coming from.
Some foreign countries, especially Japan.
Oh, no, that does make sense. It's like they send us Hello Kitty and we send them, you know, Linus. Yeah, okay, I could see that. Okay, that's a fair point.
Number one, with 40 million earned, Elvis Presley.
I have no idea who is still buying Elvis Presley records.
Mark Marshall.
But I mean, can't you own it all by now? I mean, what? Whoa, what the hell was that?
Why? I have no idea. Sarah, what has happened to Elvis here?
It just turned into a Britney song.
Oh, they're doing a duet.
What the hell is that?
Don't look at me, it was the computer.
It's like a battle of the bands
or
something.
Did one of you two mix this?
Yeah, I got nothing. Did Clyde release that demon over the weekend? The thing that was infesting all the electronic equipment? You say you wanna lose. I can't even get away from this song when we try to play Elvis. Okay, we'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show. This is, just imagine this is Elvis. We'll continue. If you think you're so hot, better show me what you got. All my people in the crowd, let me see you dance. Come on with me, lose control. Watch you take it.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
We just got a huge pile of things we didn't get to today. All right. Tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, our friend Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine is going to be here. Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero going to be in the, his house, as they say. And then, okay, now tomorrow, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, they might say that, but you can't.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Mitch and his wife or girlfriend Sally, who we talked to on Friday, and they want to...
Wife.
They're looking for a woman to live with them, free room and board, but she's got to clean the house and then have sex with them whenever they want. Okay, they're gonna
mostly with her.
They're going to be in tomorrow to talk to us about this. So they'll be in the studio tomorrow giving you details on that. We've also got more details on the Rick Emerson Listener Party, which is coming up Thursday. This Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., the new Phoenix Casino in La Center. We'll have more details on how you can win yourself some VIP tickets to that. So that's coming up as well. We've got another top five. Your way tomorrow, your phone calls, and all that stuff. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop today. Clyde Lewis from News at Ground Zero. He'll be with us tomorrow on the program. Don't forget, Wednesday, all the 1080 girls are going to be here. And Thursday, our good friend, former producer Christina Carlson, is going to be in the studio with us Thursday, the listener party, of course. So we're now 3 days away from the greatest party in the history of creation. So you want to be listening tomorrow for more unfolding details about that. We want to thank Cuba Gooding Jr., John Favreau, Kathy Griffin, Reverend Wesley Clark, John Edwards, Joe Lieberman, John Kerry, and all that. So anyway, the Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk Tonight, KOTK. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer, 1F Matt Peterson. We will see y'all tomorrow. As we always say, don't let the bastards grind it down. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow. Be safe. Bye.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.